Hi. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I take it that you're staking these guys out as well. Whew, forgot to introduce myself. I'm, Faramona. Yeah, the name's still a work in progress. Oh, I know who you are. I'm sort of a fan, actually. As for me, well, I'm still new to this whole hero thing. Could you tell? Actually, I just got my powers last week, and... my costume. You like it? I guess it does look a little impractical. But I swear, there's a reason for it. I need to wear a costume like this because of how my powers work. No, really. I'm being serious. You see, I can secrete pheromones that make anyone who breathes them in feel weak and docile. Yep. One whiff is enough for most people. After that, they usually let me walk them straight to prison. No fuss, no muss. So far, at least. So, what's the deal with these guys, anyway? You've been tracking them for a while, you say. It sounds important. Hey. I know this is kind of sudden, but please let me back you up on this one. You can take point, obviously, but my powers are perfectly suited to a support role. You'll just have to be careful about breathing in my, stuff. No, I swear, I won't get in your way. I can be useful, I'll prove it. Consider this a test. Really? You mean it? Yes, of course I'll follow any order you give, any. I won't let you down, I promise. Oh, crap. Sorry, I guess I got sort of excited. I still have some trouble controlling my powers. You didn't breathe any of it in, did you? Hello? Oh dear, this is bad. What do I do? Since I can't think of anything else, I suppose we'll have to wait here until it wears off. It shouldn't take that long, I hope. For now, I guess just kick back and... Whoa. Hey, I didn't mean literally kick. Stop that. You actually did stop. You're looking at me kind of weird. Come to think of that, most people I use my pheromones on get that look in their eye. That hazy, far-off look. Almost as if they're... Hey, I want to try something if it's okay with you. Mind standing over there for me, please? Thank you, I appreciate it. Now, would you please touch your toes? No way. Now pat your head. Rub your tummy. Do a little twirl. No, do all three at once. Okay. How about you take your mask off? Holy shit. I didn't think you'd actually do it. You're not playing a long mess with me, are you? Of course not. You've already gone way too far for that. I can't believe it, but it seems like my pheromones don't just make people docile. They must have some kind of mind-controlling ability. I've never tried using them like this, so I honestly didn't know. Amazing. Tell me, would you be willing to do anything I asked? I was hoping you would say that. Oh, it looks like it's wearing off. Yeah, it's probably been long enough. Oh well, fun while it lasted. Then again... Come here for a second. I want to try something else. As I suspected, my saliva has a high concentration of the stuff. Normally you're not very useful, but seems like you're back under my spell just like that. And from how your pupils dilated, I'll bet you want more, don't you? I can tell you're loving this. I'll be honest, I'm enjoying it a lot too. Not just the kissing, but the idea that I could make you do anything I wanted right now. It's a new sensation for me. Oh my, it seems you're getting quite worked up. Is it really just the pheromones doing this? No. The truth is, you felt this way the second you laid eyes on me in my costume. You said you didn't like it, but I saw you staring at it with that lustful gaze. You were actually glad to see me show so much skin, weren't you? It's okay. You can be honest. And you know the best part? These aren't even my most potent pheromones. I'll let you take a guess where those are. You're getting so much pleasure from just kissing me like this. But those ones are 100 times stronger. You want to taste them, right? Of course I'll let you, but you'll have to do a few things before that. First, I want you kneeling before me. No hesitation, huh? Oh yeah, I could get used to this. Now, I want you to repeat some phrases for me. As you repeat, you'll internalize them and accept them as the absolute truth. Even when you're not in a trance like this, your subconscious mind will remember and comply. Understand? Good. First off, tell me you love me. Good. That was really good. Tell me I'm the most beautiful girl you've ever seen. Thanks. It means a lot to hear you say that. Now, down to business. Pheromona is my mistress. That's a good hero. Say, I feel so nice when I obey Pheromona. That is exactly right. You love to obey. When you obey, you get rewarded with those delicious pheromones that you can't get enough of. Say, I would do anything to make pheromone happy. Yes, and you really would, wouldn't you? You really, really would. Say, I am a slave to pheromones. Good hero. Tell me you love me again. You love me and my scent that controls you. You love to obey. Yes. Oh, sorry. Let me compose myself. But wow, seems this was a rousing success. You're getting desperate for another dose of my pheromone, aren't you? What would you give, friend? Would you give up everything? Quit being a hero and devote yourself to me completely? As a matter of fact, the bad guys are still there. But you forgot about all of that, didn't you? I'll give you the chance to walk away and go catch them like you wanted. Or you can stay here and breathe in even more of my scent that's turning your mind too much. I thought that's what you'd choose. Give me 1 second. Always a pain in the ass trying to get out of this thing. Anyway, as you've probably figured out by now, if you want to taste my most powerful pheromone, you'll have to bury your face right here. I can see how eager you are for it. You're overcome with lust, carnal lust. It's almost enough to turn you feral. Except for 1 thing. I haven't commanded you to move, so you won't move. From now on, you don't do anything unless I order it. Simple as that. Okay. I've teased you enough, huh? It's all right now. Go on, be a good hero and dig in. Ah, fuck. Yes. Ah. Being a hero. With a power like this, I can get anyone to do anything I want. I could have an army of slaves if I wanted. No one could get in my way. Hey, hero. Shouldn't you be trying to stop me after hearing all that? But you're not gonna. I'll go in. Oh, yeah, right there. You're not gonna stop me. No. You're too busy eating out my pussy, breathing in my scent that's going to erase. I'll erase any thoughts in your head that are blind loyalty to me. Oh my. Ooh, good hero. You're gonna become so fucking addicted to me and my scent. Oh, you'll keep coming back for more and more. Hit after hit until you're nothing but a mindless junkie. And the only way to keep getting your fix. It's too obey. Fuck, you're doing such a good job, hero. You're giving your mistress. So much pleasure. I'm definitely gonna come soon. You're getting close to, right? You're so turned on, digging in so much of my scent, you probably can't contain it. You. Oh, fuck. Oh, it doesn't matter. My word is. My word is your fucking command. So when I tell you to come, you will come. Your face full of my scent and taste. The drug will be all over you. on your mind, full of my commands. Ready? 3, 2. Oh my god. One. Come with me. Oh, that's right. For a big tub here. You're pretty good at that. I can't get over how cute you look. All dazed and covered in my juices. Still, I think we should both should clean up a bit. And I guess I'll put my pants back on too. Tinkling. Whew. There. Much better. You, still seem to be in trance. I wonder if you'll ever snap out of it after a dose that big. I suppose we'll find out in time. I intend to conduct many more experiments like this one. You know, it's funny. You want to hear what I did before all this? I was a secretary for some big shot rich asshole. And all day long it was yes, sir, and sorry, sir. And even when I got my powers, I was still so nervous, so unsure of myself. Having people like you doubting me didn't help much. But you know, that's all in the past now. Now, I get to be the one calling the shots. No one's ever going to look at me like my old boss again. Matter of fact, I think he's going to be the first one I visit after this. And you'll help me. You love me. You'd do anything for me. From now on, you're no longer a superhero. You are just my little minion. That sound good to you? Good hero. I thought it would. There will be certain benefits to you working under me, of course. For one, but anyway, we've spent enough time here. For now, let's find somewhere more private, where the testing can continue. And in the morning, I'll introduce this city to its new queen. Now come on, let's go.